Jason Ray. How are you?
Doing great, Tony. How are you?
Well, I'm not doing as great as you and 45,000 state employees who on Thursday received an average refund of about $1,900 in their paychecks, which totaled $89 million. That's a pretty good deal.
You know, it was a win-win because that money is going to be pumped directly into the Michigan economy. And I'm talking to you today from Detroit, but, you know, in Lansing or in mid-Michigan, there's about 14,000 state employees. So that's going to help out the local community and, you know, everybody across the state. It was a long battle, and it was great to see that our arguments were validated. But more importantly, we got money back in the hands of state employees that are going to spend that locally.
All right. Just to refresh our memories, why were these refunds made? Take us through the brief history of what happened with these refunds that were due through the 3% health fee. Tell us about that.
Well, what happened back in 2010 is they passed the retirement bill. And they passed this legislation back then as a way also to help resolve a budget crisis. And what they did is they essentially cut state employees' pay by 3%. But what they said was that it was actually going to some type of retiree health care trust for future retirees. But the problem with the trust was that it had no teeth, Tony, and it could be raided at any time to fill general budget holes. So essentially, it was just a slick way of giving us a pay cut. And of course, here in Michigan, states operate under the authority of the Civil Service Commission. And we argued that it was unconstitutional and the state employees deserved to be paid their full paycheck. And we won an argument in court. And yesterday, the money was returned. You know, since 2010, November through December of 2011, state employees had 3% of their pay withheld every 2 weeks. So we finally got that money back.
Now, a lot of this money is going to be spent in the mid-Michigan area, isn't it?
That's right. You know, the vast majority elected to have that money given to them on the January 19th paycheck yesterday. And, you know, that money's going to be spent. You know, like everybody else, state employees have spouses that have been laid off or have adult children that have had to move back in the home. And, yeah, we're going to spend that money locally. You know, the great thing is we're not some big, giant corporation's going to outsource jobs and invest overseas. We're going to spend our money locally.
All right. So I just wanted to get your take on the governor's state of the state. What'd you think?
Well, you know, he laid out a plan. It wasn't the most exciting speech. He's a very bright man. Maybe not the best speech giver, but the thing that I was looking at is what he had to say about the state workforce. And he did acknowledge that we had some success at the bargaining table, and we're working together to find efficiencies within the state government. So we felt that that was a good part of the speech. The other thing is, if you remember last year, Tony, when I was on the program, there was a lot of fears that we're going to be facing layoffs and huge cuts and stuff like that. So this year was a little more upbeat because we're actually going into 2012 with a surplus. So that's quite a change for us.
Right to work appears to be on the horizon to be discussed in the Senate as well as in the House here in the state of Michigan. It's caused an uproar in Wisconsin as four legislators and the governor may be recalled. It supposedly is on the agenda to be dealt with in Indiana. What's your take on what may happen with right to work here in Michigan?
Well, I've been making the rounds at the state capitol, as you know, Tony. I've talked with some of the Republicans that do plan on introducing that legislation, at least in the House, and what they tell me is they want to have a debate about it. I'm not sure this legislation could get through the Senate, and as you know, Governor Snyder says repeatedly that it's not on his agenda. But, you know, if there is a serious effort to make Michigan a right-to-work state, what I like to call right-to-work-for-less state, you know, it'd be a huge battle. You'd have a lot of outside money and it'd be a distraction right at a time when, you know, we're getting the Michigan economy stabilized. So I don't think it's a good move. But I do expect that shortly legislation will be introduced, at least in the state house.
You know, from your perspective, I want you to respond to what we hear about right to work for those who support it, is that it's very good for business, as it will allow businesses and will entice them to do business here in Michigan.
You know, I love talking about this issue because, you know, we've had great success at the bargaining table here in Michigan. You know, I'm in Detroit right now, and you think about the big three, they resolve their contracts. State employees have successfully resolved their contracts. And this is all at a time when we're really in a tough economic time. And, you know, think about right to work. If you look at the states that do have it now, there's 22, mostly in the South and in the West. You know, they have lower wages. And what we know is if people have money, working-class people have money, they're going to spend it, and that's going to stimulate the economy. And the other thing is the best way to resolve problems is sit down together and work it out, and that's what we do with Governor Snyder. So I believe we're on firm ground when we talk about right to work. I know that some people believe, you know, people should have a choice and that it's good and it's going to bring businesses. But the reality is, you know, here in Michigan, we've been real successful at the bargaining table resolving problems.
All right, but final question for you, Rand. I've asked you this before, and I'm going to ask you again. If I'm working at the Lansing GM plant, and me and my family are struggling, and I need every dime I could get, why should I be forced to pay union dues?
It's a great question. I'm going to tell you why, because when you have a collective voice, you have more power. And what unions do and collective bargaining does, it gives workers a dignity and a voice at the workplace. And wages go up. And when wages go up, everybody wins. And, you know, the thing is, when you look at, let's say, Ford, they've come together and frontline workers have found efficiencies to make Ford more productive. That's the same principle we're using with Governor Snyder with the state workforce. And so not only is it good for the individual employee as their wages and benefits go up, but it's also a good way to collaborate and to solve problems. And all you need to do is look at the statistics, and you'll see that people that have a union generally make higher wages and have a little bit better benefits.
Okay, but you know, that question is out there, Ray, is why shouldn't we be able to choose? Why are unions afraid to allow us to choose, to give us the freedom to choose, as opposed to having us have to join, no matter what?
Yeah, it's a great question, and here's the answer. It's called the free rider, and, you know, what happens is the unions and the elected officials that represent the workers bargain, and they have resources, and they make things better for the entire workforce. And the problem is that some people would get the benefits of not contributing to that process, and they would get the same benefits as people that pay their dues. And we all know in tough times, if it was up to you to pay dues or not, you may not actually end up electing to do that, but you'd still receive the benefits of the collective bargaining agreement. So what we're saying is if everybody pitches in and pays a little bit of dues, we all win. And, of course, the reason that individuals want to bring right-to-work legislation is they know it's a way to bankrupt unions and take away our power. And really, it's not about rights or it's not about jobs. It's about taking away power and trying to hurt us financially. But I do understand the argument and the responses that people should benefit. Everybody should chip in, and everybody should benefit.
Well, Ray Holman is with UAW 6000. Ray, don't spend all that cash in one place.
I won't, Tony, and it's great being down here in Detroit. It's a beautiful sunny day, but cold.
All right, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony.